chapter 13, verse 20. Hebrews 13, verse 20. What a blessing to marry in Christ. Let's give God a hand clap. You know, when we share testimony, you are time constrained, right? And even if you are not time constrained, you cannot put together, even if you get the details right, the experience, the feeling, everything that is, you can't project that to the listeners. I remember when we were going to get married, and according to the of course, she said she wants to see the list of what they were going to, what we're going to bring and all of that. And included in the list was a boat, and they're going to beat some gong to invoke the Ogo thing. She said, you just go and marry. Just tell the spirit, then you marry. I'm not marrying again. You know, they had to take all of that out. But the best part is that if you remain steadfast, you will save yourself and others. Did you catch that? Mommy, grandma, can't do that ever. And daddy too, they never did that. To God be the glory. You know, so please, haven't tasted of the goodness of the Lord. You know, stand strong. You know, if you buckle, you will both lose yourself and lose the people to whom you yielded. But thank God, she was the first person to go back again in the family. And she harvested everybody. And that saved me some money, man. I don't have to buy a boat. Thank God. Let somebody praise the Lord. I'm just kidding. The money I pass is life saving. As we have access to the word of God, look at that scripture. It said, now may the God of peace. You see, this kingdom thing, the litmus for inheriting the kingdom of God is peace. All right? Peace that passes all understanding. It's not that everything around you will support you being at peace, but there is a peace within you that governs everything around you. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? The Bible says righteousness, peace, and joy. This is the kingdom of God. So, I won't become a member of God's kingdom. We must see this reality as an experience. Okay? We must see this what? Yeah, it must be our identifier as members of God's kingdom. Okay? Now, it says, now may the God of peace, who through the blood of eternal covenant brought back, Shaga, my God, that's powerful. Brought back. Well, you know, God is not ashamed to demonstrate his power. Amen. Can we see it in NIV, KJV, my sister? So before we go into the world today, God wants to celebrate that power. Amen. It's God power's birthday. Hallelujah. Nobody knew exceeding greatness of God's power until Christ came out. The devil said, what just happened? Because they trusted death. You know, outside here, in the kingdom of the devil, death is the papa, is the one they wait for. After they finish everything, death is the last one that will come out. And in man's consolation, death is the end of anything. So, when they didn't know it was a game, hallelujah. But Satan and demons to get them in their game submitted to death. And I can imagine that Friday night, death was asserting himself, and the big boys in the kingdom, they were having Mary. We got him, we took him out of the way. Then there was rumbling in the jungle. God. The one of all waves is that maybe that is thunder and lightning. Oh my God.
Then they saw the King of Glory.
My God. And they screamed to death. Death! What did he just do?
Death said, I could not hold it.
I would say, for it was impossible for God, for death to hold it. And you know what Jesus did? Say, give me the key. Thank you, Mother. The Bible says he collected the keys of hell and death. And grace began to open. Oh my God. Well, this is how God wants to start. He said, now the God of peace that say brought again. Brought again. Oh my God. I don't know what you thought is there at all. But God, who brought again, that power hasn't changed.
Yes, sir.
I give you 2 minutes. Such things about which must be brought back to life again. The proof of life is consciousness, stimulus. When something is not responding again, it can be, they say, they will shut the thing. Whatever is not responding to efforts, maybe it's exam. Maybe, you know it. You know that this thing, it hasn't changed. Nothing is moving in this area. You've cried. You've prayed. You've done, oh my God. It was just not responding. Gates are closed. Nothing is moving. Nothing is changing. Well, is it because death captured it? But we give God the glory. You know, that day they tested Jesus. They saw that he had given up the ghost. My God. He was dead, man. He was dead. He was dead. He was dead. And they lowered him and put him in the grave. They put the stone upon the tomb. They didn't know. That stone is the least thing that can hinder him from coming out. The God of peace that brought again from the dead, the Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, who is ever coming, he will bring back whatever you laid before you today. Father, I thank you. We give you glory. We worship you. We adore you. We give you glory. Say, Lord, I receive you back. 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 God said, as you ask somebody here, hope you have not exchanged the room of that thing in your charge. Maybe you clear, Pastor. We have cleared up that you have thrown away everything about that person. It's a proverb. You know what I'm saying? Because that person, that thing is dead, you have cleared up that area of life. That this one is not for me again. You've given the room out to somebody else. You've given the room out to something else. And you thought, no, it won't come back. But Bible says, God, who brought back? Say, who brought back? Luke chapter 11, 17. When you come to church, you know you come to pray. Bible says, I'll be called the house of prayer. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 7, verse 15. This was the story of that woman who's Luke chapter 7, verse 15. I hope that's what I said. Yeah. You know that woman? This is the story of the woman of the widow of Nain. That was our only son, our only child. And all the city would do is to escort her to bury her dream. I don't know whether, you know, everybody has become helpless. They can't help over that subject again. But see what Jesus did. Bible says, and he that, tell you that was dead, sat up and began to respond and began to speak. And Jesus delivered him back to his mother. Well, that's why God said, I should tell somebody here, you have to go and make that room up again. Because that son is coming back to his room. In the name of Jesus. Let's know our hearts and thank God, the God of peace, who brought back. God of peace, who brought back. Father, I thank you. We worship 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 you. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please have your seat in his presence. And welcome to God's house. Are there any CEO here? I hope there are no. Anyway, I'll leave you to go and find out what CEO means. How many people got the joke? I hope there are no. If I say I hope there are no CEO, somebody say, but I want to become CEO. I don't know how to answer you. Also, you can break the riddle. There are no. Okay, I'm afraid to say that. I'm afraid to say there are no CEOs in our midst. But go and break the riddle. If you break the riddle, just text me and say, Pastor, I got it. Because until you break the rules, you won't know whether you like to be the CEO I'm talking about or not. Let's give God a hand clap. Philippians chapter 1, verse 12. Furtherance. Say furtherance. Furtherance of the gospel. That's a word from the Lord. Furtherance of the gospel. This was the story of Paul. But God is imposing it as your word and my word. Every day is God's day. I'm telling you. The day you locate God's word about yourself, that is your day. Yeah, every day is God's day. But the day, Bible says Jesus went into the temple that day. And the scroll was delivered to him. And as he opened the place that was scheduled to be read that day, you know, in the temple, they don't read like Psalm today, like we do, Jeremiah next Sunday. No. It's Syria. It's where they stop this week and they will continue next week. That's how it's run. But that day, mommy, Jesus was in the temple and they beat him to come and read. And it was the same place that's the governance of God's wisdom at play that day. The place that was to be read that day was being read by the person to whom it pertained. And that's why he said, this day, as you are hearing it, this word is being fulfilled. Give God the hand clap. Happens when you locate what belongs to you in the scripture in a day. If that word will become flesh, because Bible says the word that was written became flesh and we beheld. So they were in the temple beholding him. That was the word that crystallized. Now, this is the word of the Lord. He said, I would that you should understand. Look at that, the terms of that wording. I would that ye should understand that the things which happened unto me are falling out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. That's the whole story of this resurrection story. That's the whole story about this resurrection story. The things that happened to him were not designed to bring the results that came up. That's not what they were going at. Let's see, it's my sister, message. See what our message was. He said, I want to report to you, friends, that my imprisonment in the case of Jesus' death, in my case, I'm not Paul. I'm not Jesus. My maybe is that definitely different. I mean, it's different from theirs, but the same God working the same purpose out.
He said, I want to report to you, friends, that my imprisonment has had the opposite. Say the opposite. Oh my God. That's exactly. Because in biblical Ephesians, he said, if the priest of this world, you know, if they had known, when they see Jesus, I share that the vision, they'll be crying, don't leave him up. Don't touch him up. If somebody touch him, he said, he will just sanction him straight. He will kill him. He will kill the person that is causing you. Just leave him. Let him just be living. Hopefully he will grow old and die. But we don't know what will happen. See, but he was withdrawn from them. They were working for the same thing that was to be against them. And they were doing it with a lot of fury, not knowing that they were accelerating it come to pass. My God. Well, this is the word of the Lord. Whatever that matter is that you thought is taking you out, because that's what they did to Jesus, they breathe relief as that Friday night. Oh my God, we got him. We got him, man. They were slapping their hands, you know, just jeering. Not knowing that they just did themselves. Well, whoever thought you won't come back, we'll see you standing.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Whatever that subject is, whatever that subject. But anyway, let's go to the word of God so that you can read your own story. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know that this scripture witnesses about you and I. Jesus said, these scriptures, they testify of me. And he said, I have also witnessed to you that ye are gods. And how can you say they blaspheme they to whom the word of God was written? The word furtherance is the notion of advancing or helping to move an agenda forward. Praise God. Helping to advance that agenda to do what? To succeed. They didn't know that. That's not what the opposition set out to achieve. But they didn't know that's what they were weaving. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, you don't know how I used to audit a firm that does the spin yarns, all these things you use to do clothing. Oh my God. You know how it comes out? They will find where they get cotton. They will, where they spin it or something, it will become a very fine thread. Very thin. It will be bales of it. When you go to their warehouse, it's bales of cotton that has been just like, it will just become like thread. As thin as this thing. Like that. You know, so thin. Then they have this big machine. That will be weaving it, including, in fact, it's a raw material. That company, they make carpet. My people, you see this thing here? They put dye on it, they discolor it, all of it. By the time they weave it finished, you will never trace it to those yarn. Now, that's what these people were doing, which they didn't know. They were, say they were weaving it. Oh, including how they said, don't come again. Maybe you apply for job, they said. I said, don't call again. Say they are weaving it. Oh, it happened to me, man. It happened to me. They wove it. You know what happened? Oh my God. This God is a powerful God. I applied to this job in New York. It was a French, anyway. That's what took me to New York. In the dream, I applied to it. In the dream, I had a dream. I mean, in the night, I had a dream. I saw a box of a bowl of ice cubes. And then there's this tongue, you know, that tongue they used to take cubes. Okay. So there's a tongue right sitting by the edge of the bowl. And I heard a word. I heard God knows the ice cube that will be picked from this bowl. I said, really? Yeah. God said, yeah. I heard the word, yes. I said, no, I said in my head, I now answer back. I said, what if somebody took It first of all took one and then put it back and take his hand and went down, says that, and went down and picked another one. He said, yes, God knows that's what he will do. My people, that's what exactly happened. I did it. I met three people. You know, at the final, you meet three people. I think I met the CEO, the HR guy, and the CFO that was going to work. And they voted for your stroke. The CEO, the CFO, and the human resources person voted for me. But after a while, I didn't hear it. So the CFO reached out to me. The recruiting firm reached out to me. Oh, you did well, Sayan. Blah, 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 blah. 1 week passed, 2 weeks passed, 3 weeks passed, 4 weeks passed. 1 month on to 2 months was like, don't call again. Say one day. God brought back. Hey. Oh my God. God has brought back. Now, it was after I joined the firm that the CFO now was now the CFO, the controller was telling me this story. So I said, what happened? You guys told me. He said, there's a story behind it. Because the CEO has weight. He gave it to you. He said, no, we give it to my candidate. Now, the candidate had to give a notice where he was. He was to report on Monday. On Thursday, he called. And according to the story, the controller said, he made an unreasonable demand, and the CEO said we should call him. Say, brother. God does bring back. It was so done, they said they canceled the stuff. They called me immediately and asked me to start in a hurry because they've lost time already. Say, God, who brought back? That's how they are weaving it. They didn't know. They were weaving it so that there will be no competitor in the name of Jesus. So we said here, to further a cause means to help to advance or to advance it or succeed. Can I tell you something? It's not done yet. When God said it's not close. Praise the Lord. See what see the Genesis of the game. Yes, we read it today. John chapter 2. Look at it. 19. Okay, thank you, my brother. John chapter 2, verse 19. John chapter 2 now. He said, Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. But they were not happy with that. Go on to the next verse. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and will thou rear it up in 3 days? My dear family, they took him in on that statement. Let's go to Matthew chapter 26. Please read from verse 59. He said it early in his ministry. This was John chapter 2. It was in that John chapter 2 that he did the first miracle, where he turned water to wine. But they didn't ignore what he said, and they were meant to make sure it does not happen until they made it happen. They didn't know they were weaving it. See what happened here. When they brought Jesus to judgment, he said, now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought forth witnesses against Jesus. To do what? To put him to death. Let's go on. But they found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet they found none. At the last came 2 false witnesses. And they said, this fellow said, I am able, praise God.
Hallelujah.
It was for the same charge to which he was killed, that they fulfilled the same purpose for which he said what he said. He said, I said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and build it in 3 days. Go on, my sister. But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God, thou tell us whether thou art be the Christ, the Son of God. Go on. Jesus said, thou hast said, and all of that, and all of that. Thou hast said. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. Look at verse 6, the next verse. Hallelujah. What think ye? They answered and said, let's stand up on our feet. They didn't know it was for to die that he came. My God. And he needed somebody. Oh, my God. They didn't know that it was for to die. That's why he came. They didn't know that the things that were happening to him were the rather to do what? To further the gospel. To further the cause by which he came. I hope you are in church today. I hope you are in church today. You see, whatever the state of that subject matter is at the moment, that's the state it must assume. For the life is to bring back, come back. Did you catch that? You see, if he does not, if Jesus, if they didn't put him to die, we will right now, we'll be wasting our time. Praise the Lord. See what happened after he rose, because this is the outcome of what you are going through. But Matthew chapter 28, I just said this so that you can pray. You know, many times we blame what is designed to inflame us. Did you catch that? What is designed to make the fire big is the same thing that you are blaming that is making the matter worse. No, the fire needs to. Did you catch it? Now, I was sharing this with Dave this morning, and I said, Dave. David's disciples knew the game, the outcome of the game. They wouldn't walk away from him. They wouldn't feel bad. They wouldn't despise him. They wouldn't desert him. They will be dancing. Ha! These people, they don't know what has come upon them. But you know what? In fact, they said, we don't know what has become of this Jesus. You remember in the story of those going to Emmaus, that we don't know what, we thought he was the one. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 28, verse 9, my sister. You see, I'm sharing this so that you can begin to warm up. Amen. So that the first thing we're going to do is to tell God we are sorry for blaming him, for making him, for despising what was designed for our good. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go to Galilee, and there they shall see me. Look at verse 11. And now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the priest, unto the chief priests. All of them were confounded. All the things that were done, and when they were assembled with the elders, you remember they were the same people that took counsel to draw, and they had taken counsel, they gave them what? Large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ear, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day, deceiving themselves. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord for us today is that it fell rather. Philippians 1:12, my sister, it fell rather. Did you see that? He said, but I will you understand, brethren, that the things which happened to me. They were not things that were pleasant. They were things that were really grievous. I've fallen out, how? Rather, unto the fathers of the gospel. Today is not the day of it, but you see that gospel, I actually mentioned it in the at the video. It is just ascribed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. The word translated gospel is evangelion in Greek. It means to preach good news. Now, when the English people were translating the Bible, they're used to necromancy and all this casting of spell and all of this. Okay. Now, they assume that word because of the reality of God's word, that anything God says comes to pass. They call it the spell of God, God's spell. You know, when you cast spell on somebody, that's the issue of this word. It's an Anglo-Saxon word, not Hebrew or Greek. It is called God's spell. It's when God speaks over you, you just assume what he says. You know, taking it from their own coven, how they cast spell on people. Did you catch that? So if God says, this is what will happen to you, that's exactly what will happen. So they now call it God's spell. And now, you know, what the issue of that is good news or good message. Did you catch that? So there's a God's spell concerning your situation.
Hallelujah.
You need that to. You know, by getting that job in New York, it's God's spell. Because before I went for that job, God already cast a spell on them. On the old things. He said, fire. That's exactly what will happen. And I didn't know that. I didn't even know that's what we have. I didn't know the story was about me. But when I didn't hear about them, I didn't know the spell was working. Let's lift up our hands and God.
Hallelujah.
I received grace today. I said, Lord, Father, the gospel about me. God, this good message, the message, don't be afraid. No, go on. You know, this is to, I have to read and research it. You know what I'm saying? You have to read and research it. You know,
hallelujah.
You know, oh my God. Bible says, who said, when they cast a spell on somebody, the person will be acting under influence. You won't even know. But that's how the word of God is. Ezekiel chapter 32. Ezekiel 2:2, he said, in verse 1, he said, and I stand on my feet when the Spirit entered into me as he was speaking to me. Let's go before God this morning and present our lives to him. Daddy, Father, the gospel that you have written concerning me. There's a gospel concerning you. There's a God's message. There's a good message. Let everything fall rather to the gospel. Let everything fall rather to the gospel. Father, we bless you. We worship you. Lebrakabas. He was raised up by God because God told him, I will raise you up. I will raise you up, my God. I will raise you up. I will raise you up on the third day. I will raise you up on the third day. That's the good message of God to Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for the gospel concerning my life. Bible says, and everything about me, everything in your books, everything is working together, my people. They are working together. Father, Lord, we bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Acts chapter 4, don't go there, my sister. When he saw the outcome of the miracle that Peter did on that man sitting at the beautiful gate door, he said that a notable miracle has been done by these people. We cannot deny it. And everybody sees it. But how it should not go further, that's what we should bother about. That's your next prayer. Daddy, clear the way for your word in my life.
Yes.
It doesn't matter who is standing around,
yes,
they will not be able to hear that. He said that they should not go further. It will not end here. What God said about you will not end here. It will yet be going more and more. It will yet be going more and more. Because they will seek to say it should not go further. But Bible says it has rather go It has fathers for the fathers of the gospel. Father, it will continue, my people. It will continue in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, Lord, we thank you. Psalm 112, the last two verses there. He said, the wicked shall see it and be grieved. That's what happened to them. They will gnash their teeth. They say, what? Oh, my God. Everything we were doing ourselves. That's their story. Did you see that? He said, the wicked shall see it. They will see what you came up in my life. What came up of your circumstance, my brother. And it will disturb them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, and they will be, the only thing they will be left with is to say, if we knew, we should have just let this man alone.
Yes.
Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father, we bless you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. The Bible says, no scripture is for personal interpretation. But as holy men of God, we spoke. So we were moved, so they spoke. Nobody prayed that Jesus should rise up from the grave. There is no intercessor that did that. No way. In fact, all his disciples scattered, except God's tomb in his word. Father, we thank you. At the dawn of a new day, Daddy, may we see how it worked out for our respective good. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me. Let's just pray in the Holy Spirit. Just pray in the Holy Spirit. He's the one that knows. He is the one that knows the true what God desires and demands from me. Let him help our intercession. You will be shocked at what will come out of it because we prayed according to the will of God. Father, we thank you. As your children go from here, Daddy, let all things turn around. Jesus knows. How many people got it? Now, you know, if you didn't get it, you have to receive the flag. So, why others go home, just sit here. God will know your heart. God will know you want to get it. That's why you sit back. And I tell you, it will visit you. It will turn rather to bother. Amen. You're sitting down till you get it. We turn rather to bother the gospel. Let's share the grace of fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Goodness and mercy are following us. Forgive us our lives.